新的一个书里面，我们求你真的是张开我们的眼睛。
Now, Heavenly Father, in this new book, we pray that you open our eyes.
让我们看到在天上坐着的宝座的耶稣。
Let us see Jesus Christ who is enthroned up in heaven.
他在掌管万物。
And Jesus is controlling and he is managing and keeping all the creations.
他是教会的元首。
He is the head of the church.
他是死而复活的耶稣。
And this is Jesus Christ who has died and has resurrected.
他是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
主啊，求你在这时候向我们说话。
Lord God, we pray during this time that you speak to us.
让我们倾听。
And let us respond that we are listening.
张开我们的耳朵，让我们听到从天上来你的话语。
Open up our ears that we may hear the word that is from above.
使我们谦卑。
Help us to be humble.
因为我们看到坐在宝座上的神。
For we behold that God, that Lord, who is enthroned up in heaven.
这样祷告祈求不配奉主耶稣
基督的圣名。We pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
这个哥罗西书可能是最少人讲的书哈。
Colossians probably is a book that not many will teach.
因为它没有好像腓立比书这么受人家欢迎哈，要常常喜乐啊之类的。
And because, unlike, for example, the book of Ephesians, there's teaching about joy, being joyous all the time, being joyful.
在改革中里面，我们又常常比较深的东西啊，好像罗马书这样哈。
In Christian Reformed teaching, there tends to be a lot of focus on theology, things that are more deep, the deeper concepts.
但是哥罗西书好像比较少人谈啊，所以我们感谢主，让我们可以在这时候研读这本书啊。
Colossians, there seems to be less teaching on this, but I'd like to focus on this book.
加尔文说这本书是无可比拟的书啊，它是里面都是宝藏啊。
John Calvin said that this book, the book of Colossians, is a book that is uncomparable.
他看到了什么我们没有看到呢？
So what is it that John Calvin saw that we do not?
我们求主真的是开我们的眼睛，看到里面的宝藏，就好像加尔文看到这样。
To really open up our eyes that we can see what is it in this wonderful book that many don't see.
我跟你们分享三个东西哈。
I wanted to share with you three things.
三个宝贝哈。
Three treasures in this.
第一个就是福音。
Firstly, that is the gospel.
第二个是神给我们的智慧，怎么在世上生活。
Second is the wisdom that is God given to teach us how to lead our lives here in the world.
第三个宝贝是主耶稣，他是教会的元首。
The third treasure is that precious Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church.
我们。开始我们在讲一个福音啊，福音是最重要的。
So let us first focus on the first point, and that is the gospel. The gospel is the most important.
假如你看到这个commentary 这个结晶书的话哈，很多时候他在第一节到第八节的时候，他不知道哪一个是重要的哈。
If you see, you read some Bible commentaries, a lot of commentators really don't understand what is really important in the first eight verses.
因为这里尤其是第四节开始他在讲到信心因听见你们在基督里的信心并向众圣徒的爱心是为那给你们存在天上的盼望这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理上听见的所以信心爱心盼望我们很快的哈我们因为我们有先入为主的观念我们把这个因为保罗在其他的书信有讲到信心爱心跟盼望我们把它摆在第一位哈。
And so here we start from verse 4 to 5. Here we're talking about because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of a love which weyou have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. So here we are seeing the three, the faith and love and the hope. So a lot of people, they think that, well, Paul has already talked about love and faith and hope in other books, so they kind of bypass this here in the book of Colossians.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹, 这三个东西还不是主要的啊。这三个东西是，假如是一棵树的话，它是那个枝节哈，这个小小的枝节哈。
And I want to share, brothers and sisters, with you that these three components are not quite the key components. If we were to say that this is like a tree, these three are like the branches of a tree.
那个主干是什么呢?
So what is the tree trunk? What is the most important point here?
我告诉弟兄姐妹，你假如小心的看呢，那个主干是福音。
If you very carefully read this book, the tree trunk, the root is the gospel itself.
So, 福音是什么呢?
So what is gospel?
福音是主为我们做的, 祂死在十字架上, 第三天为我们复活。
The gospel is what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us, that he died on the cross for us, and after 3 days, he resurrected for us.
福音是讲到主耶稣。 的工作, huh?
The gospel is talking about what Jesus Christ has accomplished, the work that he has done.
不是讲到我们, huh?
The gospel is not talking about us.
所以福音是主干。
Therefore, the gospel is the tree trunk itself.
你看到第五节说, 福音真理上的道上听见, 所以他,哥罗西的弟兄姐妹, 第一次他听到了福音, 他们接受了。
And so in verse 5, on the latter part of this, you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. And so this is the first time that the brethren in the church within in Colossia, that they came to receive and they believe in the gospel.
他说这个福音传到你那边去，也传到普天下。
And so this gospel has been preached to the people here and also to all corners of the world.
你有没有看到福音先，然后结果增长，结果并且结果增长，如同你们中间自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
And so we see the root, the tree trunk of here being the gospel in verse 6, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and growing.
是福音改变以弗所书的人的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, it is the gospel that has changed the lives of the Colossians.
不止这样，他刚讲到保罗的时候，保罗也是因为听到福音之后完全的改变。他本来叫扫罗，本来是逼迫基督徒的。
And not just so, but Paul himself was so changed 180 degrees by the gospel that Paul, who was once called Saul, who was a man that was an enemy that persecuted followers of Jesus Christ, Christians.
然后他弟兄提摩太也是一样，本来是犹太教徒，但是他听到福音之后，他也改变，他也跟随了主耶稣基督。
And so was the life of Timothy. Timothy was a Jew in his living, in his culture, in his beliefs, but as the gospel came upon Timothy, he completely changed to be a follower and a fighter for Jesus Christ.
同样的在提契节，以巴佛，他也是因为福音改变，所以把福音，他认识了福音，把福音传给哥罗西那边的人，他在那边做牧师。
And so was this person named in verse 7, Epaphras, whose life was changed, and he was called to faithfully minister the word of Jesus Christ.
他一定自己接受福音，他一定自己认识福音，才能够把福音传给哥罗西书的人。
And so this man, Epaphras, he has also come to know Jesus Christ. He received the gospel. He understood the gospel. It is not until then can any of God's servant be able to teach the word of God.
所以弟兄姐妹, 那个福音是中心，福音是主干啊。
So brothers and sisters, this is the key point. This is the tree trunk, the gospel itself.
他们听到了福音，然后他们信了那个福音，就信了那个主耶稣基督。
When these people came upon the gospel, they receive and they believe in Jesus Christ.
然后他他。 听了才产生信心，然后才产生了爱心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
So they heard the gospel, they had faith to receive the gospel, then they responded with love.
所以福音先，然后他们信了，然后他们才能够爱。
And so the action of love follows faith, which follows receiving the gospel, hearing the gospel.
然后他们才有那个盼望，因为福音是给他们盼望哦。我有一天我会跟主耶稣在一起，我有一天我跟主耶稣一同有复活的身体。
And the fruit of all of this is hope that one day I'll be like Jesus Christ and one day I will resurrect just as Jesus Christ had resurrected.
因为他信了，你看第五节，是因为那给你们存在天上的盼望，他们有了盼望。
And verse 5 tells us that because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, that they indeed had hope.
所以福音是主干，然后伸出了各种各样的枝子出来。
And therefore, this tree trunk is gospel itself. And then from the tree trunk are the branches that would extend way out.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你们要捉紧的是那个主干啊。
What is the most important here is the tree trunk.
枝子啊。是重要，但是还没有那么重要。那个主干是最重要的。
Yes, the branches are important, but they are upheld by the trunk of the tree.
在其他的书信
，in other books,
保罗说他第一重要的。你假如撕掉它，它什么都没有了。
In other epistles that Paul had written, Paul very emphatically said that it is the gospel that is the most important. If you do not have the gospel, you have nothing.
撕掉了它，你有生命的危险。假如教会撕掉了，它是悲哀的教会。
When you do not have the gospel, this is a danger to your life. If a church lacks the gospel, then this is a very sad, sorrowful church.
我听了一个故事，几年前，我们东方有发生海啸，那个海啸非常的大。
A few years back, I heard a piece of news, and that was in Asia. There was a big tsunami.
有一对夫妻，他们刚结婚，然后去这个泰国那边旅游。
This happened in Phuket in Thailand. So there was a newly married couple. They went to Thailand in order to have their honeymoon.
他说海啸来临的时候，他们两夫妻都看到了。
And so when the tsunami started hitting, both the newly wedded husband and wife saw what was happening.
但是那个丈夫，他捉住了树干，那个竹干。
But husband was able to hold on to this tree trunk.
然后他的妻子呢，她捉住了那个小枝子，她想 hang on 这个小枝子。
And so this new wife, she hung on to this branch.
她说当那个海啸一来的时候
，So when the tsunami hit upon this land,
那个丈夫后来没有死掉。
The husband was able to really grasp onto the tree trunk.
那个妻子啊，她捉住那个小枝子的那个枝子，啪断掉。
But the wife who was holding onto the branch would eventually lose.
那个丈夫说，再也找不到我太太了。
And so the branch was broken away by the tsunami, and his wife was lost forever. And he said, I could no longer find my wife.
我告诉你，成熟的教会。
I want to tell you, a church that is a mature church.
他知道什么是最重要的，他要抓紧那个枝干。
So this church that is mature knows what is the most important, being the gospel, so that church will grasp tightly onto that tree trunk, that gospel.
不是抓住那个枝子，因为那个枝子很快就断掉了。
And so that church that is mature is not a church that is just grasping onto the branches, but the trunk itself, because the branches can break away.
我告诉你，我们教会真的是
要
学习
这
个。比如说我
really careful.
我们吃喝圣餐的时候
And we need to learn this. For example, when we observe the Holy Communion.
我们不要觉得这个坐上坐下这种枝节的东西是重要的。
So we should not focus on the things that are unimportant.
我们要注重主耶稣替我们在十字架死了，替我们复活。我们要以感恩的心来吃喝。
We must focus that Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us, and we must respond with a life that is holy.
我知道我们每一个月做这些事情，有时候我忘记了这些枝枝节节。
Sometimes I may forget different parts of this.
但是弟兄姐妹，假如把这个枝节 变成是最重要的，而忘记了一个感恩的心来吃喝的时候，这个仪式是对你们没有用的处的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that what is the most important, that is the gospel that is behind it. So we need to really focus on this and not on the other aspects.
我在另外一个教会，他们不是改革中的哈。
In another church that I had attended, this is not a Reformed church.
但是他们在吃喝主耶稣的饼杯的时候，
but in observing the Holy Communion,
他们知道一个很感恩的心。
They always observe the Holy Communion with a heart that's full of thanksgiving.
他流泪为自己的罪流泪。
And they know to repent.
然后他感恩主耶稣为他在十字架所成就的救恩。
And so they do have a repentance before they receive the Holy Communion in order to have a thankful heart.
弟兄姐妹，他们抓住了干，我们抓住了枝子啊。
They have grasped onto the trunk, and we need to make sure we grasp onto
the trunk. 这个是非常严重的，我们要抓住。主干不是抓住枝子。
This is very important that we need to know to repent. We need to know to give thanks.
这个是圣经的 basic 根本。
We need to grasp onto the trunk, the tree trunk being the gospel itself.
所以当你用一个感恩的心，
so therefore when you have a thankful heart and you come before our Lord our God.
注意那些枝节了。
Then you would not be focusing on the other things that are non-important.
你会很感恩主耶稣为我们所做的。
And you would be thankful for what Christ Jesus has done for us.
然后那个感恩会散发出去。
And that thanksgiving will be spread out.
所以把你们因为圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们，他们有一颗爱弟兄姐妹的心，有爱大家的心，有爱慕道友的心。
And so
他知道神的福音。
Here that because of faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have for all the saints. So when we have a heart that responds to the love of Jesus Christ for his salvation for us, then we will love each other, we will love our neighbors.
Because
the gospel of God changes lives.
那第二点呢，他,
Secondly,
他说他为弟兄姐妹祷告啊，第九节，因此我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告，祈求愿你们一切属灵的智慧，悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Verse 9, and so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
弟兄姐妹，他说，你们听到了这个福音，会有。在知识上，在悟性上有满心的知道。
It is written over here that as they receive the gospel, that they are filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
然后他说，你的生活、生命一切都会改变啊。
And so that the gospel changes lives. The gospel changes the way of life, everything in a person's life.
你不只只的相信哈，你会在里面，在行为上，在家庭上，在一切的事情上会改变的，因为你有这个智慧和知不只是知识，你会有这个智慧啊。
So the people of God, when they receive the gospel, when they have the gospel of God, not only is this a knowledge, but it should be a way of life that transcends through every area of life, of family, of marriage, of everything that changes a life, changes a marriage, changes a church.
你看，好叫你们行事为人，你的行事为人对得起主。我们所有所做的都会对得起主。
Verse 10, to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him.
凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。
Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们会知道怎么跟人家接触，我们
知
道待人接物，因为我们不只是有知识，我们会有智慧。
Then we know how to lead our lives and we know how to relate to one another because not only do we have knowledge, we have this wisdom that is heavenly, that's God-given.
有人误会我们改革中哈是
，There's some people who misunderstand.
只是头脑上面的知识哈。
People who misunderstand that the Reformed faith is a faith that is really entrenched in knowledge in the head.
因为他也感谢唐崇荣，因为他影响了很多的人哈。
We're thankful that God has called a preacher, a pastor like Stephen Tong and his teaching has really impacted a lot of lives.
我们教会啊哈，有几个家庭都是因为在中国的时候，他们就听了唐崇荣，所以来到我们的教会当中。
In our church, there are a few families that because they came to know his teaching back in China, so they have an opportunity to join us as part of our congregation in our church.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
唐崇荣所。他是布道家，他是用来布道的哈。
This is a preacher, so he reaches out to a lot of people.
他是要跟人家辩论的，尤其是那些大学的学生啊，那有些是学者啊，所以他要不他讲道是要有很多哲学、很多辩论的方法哈。
So he's an evangelist, and so his calling is to win souls through winning, changing how people are thinking. So he has a lot of talks.And he has a lot of even debates in universities across the land.
但是有人以为改革中就是辩论啊，就是头脑上面的知识啊。
And so a lot of people misunderstand that the Reformed faith is a faith that focuses only on knowledge.
他是为了布道用的，他没有教导啊。他不是牧师，他不是一个在这个教会里面专门做牧师啊，就要教导我们如何的生活啊。
And so his focus is different as an evangelist. However, in a church, when we are pastoring, when we're teaching in a church, we need to be able to link the knowledge of God into and infiltrate this, transcend this into how we should apply.This knowledge in our lives.
可能他有自己的教会，可能他在教会那教导又不一样。但是他布道的时候，他是对的，他是用这种方法。
And so, when he is evangelizing, it's different than when he's actually pastoring his own church. When he's evangelizing, he is using knowledge to come on people to think a very different way.
但是我告诉你们。改革中不只是这个跟人家辩论而已哈，我几年前啊，我遇到一个人，他翻译改革中的书，但是他不知道，他说我最讨厌的就是改革中的人，每次都跟人家辩论的。
And so I came upon somebody a few years ago that his role is to translate some books. So he came across translating some books of Reformed faith, and he would say that I really detest.Running into reformers or reformists because they are always debating with me.
但是呢，尤其是我们今天呢，唱主是谁要教的，我们可以看到，就是加尔文自己啊，他也告诉我们如何生活在这世界上，如何见证主的名字。
And today, after we finish our worship today, we will have time for our Sunday school, and we'll focus on the teaching of John Calvin in terms of how do we apply the knowledge of God into our family.
基督徒应该用神给我们的知识啊，变成我们家庭上的需要啊。
And how important it is that as a believer of Jesus Christ, that we're able to live out and transcend the knowledge of Christ into our family lives.
我们的教会，我们对社会的态度啊。
In our church, our attitude towards the world.Outside.
我们应该有改变啊。
We should change.
有时候我们只有很多满脑的知识，但是我们不知道怎么样应用这些知识。
How often it is that we may be filled in our heads full of this knowledge, but we fail to apply this knowledge into our daily lives?
这不是保罗所讲的属灵上知识的悟性啊。
So this is not an understanding that Paul is talking about here. The understanding that is through the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge.Of the Word of God.
他说在各样各种地方多结果子啊，我们在婚姻上，在教会的生活，在带小孩上，都要根据主耶稣所做的，教我们所做的。
So the bearing of fruit in every good work here in verse 10, and in increasing in the knowledge of God, this should be fruit that transcends, that is entrenched in our everyday life, whether it is our family, whether it's our marriage, whether it is our church, our lives, how we teach our kids, everything should be bearing this good fruit.
我们不只要学习这个神学的知识哈，我们也要学习怎么应用在我们的家庭里面来。
And how we should not just stop at learning this as a knowledge, but we need to be able to certainly apply this into our lives, everyday lives.
我在读完神学 验之后，我在大学的时候信主的，我看到我牧师怎么样带小孩，他们说每次说Are you having fun yet?
So I came to know Christ actually after college. Then I attended seminary school, and I would hear some of the seminarians talk to their children. Are you having fun yet? 你是不是觉得很好玩啊？
他对他的孩子常常说哈，我的牧师啊，他对孩子 Are you having fun yet? 我以为这是基督教教导孩子的方法。
So I always had heard the pastor.In that church, asked his own children, "Are you having fun yet? 你现在是不是觉得很好玩啊？你是很开心是吗?" So I had misunderstood that. Well, that was the teaching. That's a Christian teaching.
所以我在大儿子出生的时候，在长大的时候，我也是常常问他 "Are you having fun yet?"
So with teaching my older son, when he was growing up, I would always ask him the same question: "Are you having fun?"
直到我看到。基督徒的家庭啊，他们怎么样真正的教导他们的孩子
啊？Until I came to learn in a Christian family how the parents should really be teaching their children.
甚至有一个家庭啊，他带这个孩子去麦当劳这个吃东西哈。
Even this family who had brought the children to McDonald's.
然后其他的家庭啊，他看他们的孩子啊，很吵闹啊。他看到，哎，这个 you must be a Christian family.
So, and the family went into McDonald's, and other children were very rambunctious. They were all over the place. So they came and see this Christian family that is very calm there. And so they said, "Oh, you must be a Christian family."
我才发现到，原来当你用神的原则来管理这个家的时候，连外邦人他都知道。这个有一点不一样，你们是有一点不一样，你是基督徒的、啊。
And so I came to really appreciate that when Gentiles, people who don't believe in Jesus Christ, when they come across Christians and Christian families, they know there's a difference.
我才大开眼睛啊。
Then that really opened up my eyes.
真的，假如基督徒啊，在婚姻上，在教会的生活上，在爱人上，真的有从上面来的智慧。这是一个美好的见证。
And Christians, when we in our marriages, in our families, in our church, that we really are able to understand this knowledge and apply this knowledge, what a beautiful testimonial this would be.
就好像这里说的，在一切的善事上多结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Verse 10, that is bearing good fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
你才知道神的话语是有力量的。
Then you come to really experience for yourself how powerful and full of strength is the word of God.
连人家看到你才也认识了这位神。
That even other people that you don't know come across you, they know that you're different. They know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ.
因为他把我们牵到爱子的国度里，第13节。
And verse 13, because Jesus Christ has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
因为他们看到了我们的好行为，他说，哎，这群人不是属于我们这个世界的，黑暗世界的，这群人是属于主耶稣的，他是属于上面的国度的人。
When we bear fruit in every good work and other people observe this, they may be non-believers, but they come to beholdAnd they know that you are a different people. You belong to God. You belong to the kingdom of God.
然后第三点呢，我们也
Thirdly,
他这个教会是以基督为首的教会。
That this is a church that is grounded in its head. Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
尤其是第十八节，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复活的。
He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
使他在可以在凡事上居首位。
That in everything he might be preeminent.
弟兄姐妹，他必须，主耶稣必须在教会上 基首位。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ must be the preeminent, must be the head, the very head of the church.
啊，我知道，啊，那告诉这些啊，我告曾经告诉这些啊国内的啊弟兄姐妹哈，他们假如去这个三自教会啊，三自教会是共产党是头啊，是首啊。我说这个不符合圣经的。
And so I have opportunity to speak with some of the brothers and sisters who have come across some of the teachings of the Three Self Church in China. So I would encourage these brothers and sisters and that they need to discern because this teaching is not based on Jesus Christ being the head of the church, but communism being the head of the church.
因为圣经说主耶稣是教会的头，教会的手不可能是共产党，是教会的头，教会的手。
Because clearly tells us that Jesus Christ himself is the head of the church, so it should not be anything else, any other ideals. It should not be communism.
我知道有时候啊啊，他们去这些教会的有一些是真基督徒哈。我们有啊来我们教会的一个啊老妈妈哈，她回去了之后，她因为她说她不能够找到其他的。啊，这个家庭教会啊，他只有去啊共产党为首的教啊那个三自教会啊。
So there was a sister, an elderly sister who was able to join our church while she was here visiting from China. And so when she returned back, she had shared with us that she could not find a church that is a house church.
但是我们相信她是真心相信主的哈。
But we know in our hearts that she truly received Jesus Christ.
但是一般的基督徒你不能够去一个教会，他的手不是主耶稣基督。
And so important it is so for any of us that when we attend a church, when you join a church, that we recognize who is the head or what is the head of that church. It must be Jesus Christ and Jesus alone.
所以啊，我们整个教会是要以他为首的。
And so an entire church, our church needs to be foundational on Jesus being the head, the preeminent of our church.
我在来这个教会之前呢，另外一个姐妹她介绍我来，因为她知道我也是对圣经辅导有兴趣哈，她也是很圣经辅导的，她想要成立一个圣经的辅导在这里哈。
Before I came to join to pastor this church, there was a sister who had suggested that I take part in an organization in biblical counseling because she had a heart for to be a biblical counselor.
她介绍我来这间教会的的方法哈，真的是让我听了很刺耳啊。
And so the way that she introduced me suggested that I join this church, really really shocked me.
她说这是唐家的教会。
And so she said in quotes that this is the Tong family's church.
但是教会不可能是唐家的教会，教会的首是主耶稣自己啊。
And how wrong this is. Because the head of the church is not anyone or any family or any clan. It is Jesus Christ himself.
假如我们来这里只是为了一个家庭或者是推崇一个人的话，我们来这里是浪费的时间啊。
How wrong it is if we come for the reason for a person or a clan or any family, we would be wasting our time otherwise.
我们来这里是要敬拜主耶稣，他是教会的元首，他是教会的头。
We must all come here to worship our Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus and Jesus alone is the head of his own church.
我们要带弟兄姐妹的，不是带到以良言面前来，而是带到主耶稣这位牧者的面前来。
So when we bring brothers and sisters forward, we are not bringing any brother or sister forward to any biblical counselor or even a pastor, but it should be that brother and sister, that brethren is brought to Jesus Christ alone.
甚至不是一个 concept 啊，不是一个哦，我们是要建立在这个圣经辅导，我们是要建立在主耶稣那边。
Our church must be built upon only Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone.
甚至你看二十二节，但如今他们借着主耶稣的肉身受死，叫他们自己与自己和好，都成了圣洁的，没有瑕疵的，无可责备的，把他引到自己的面前。自己不是我，是主耶稣啊。
Verse 22, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. And this he and this him is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都要把神不是带到自己的面前，带到主耶稣的面前。
Every single person should not be bringing anyone else to any other people other than Jesus Christ.
让他们跪拜在主面前，我们的工作才算完成了。他假如很感谢你，因为你对他做了什么，而没有感谢主耶稣的话，那个感谢是错误的。
And so we need to make sure that people understand this, that people are brought to Jesus Christ. If someone were to come to know Jesus, then our work is done. If someone were to give thanks to a person rather than to God and God alone, then that is wrong.
我们要他们知道，哦，凡是听他的，听主耶稣的，顺从主耶稣的。
We must help people understand that we must listen and we must obey Jesus and Jesus alone.
我的生命生活，我只是荣耀主耶稣。
My life, my way of living should all be in glorifying Jesus Christ.
甚至他会心里面知道这是为主的，我奉献，我做什么东西，我都是为主的，我不是为别人的，我不是因为牧师看到我才做这件事情。
So we need to understand that when people are doing work, that they know they're doing this in order to glorify God and that alone. It's not for anyone else, not to give thanks to anyone else, but it's only for Jesus.
他是坐在主面前的。
And this is to bring before our Lord God in thanksgiving.
当我们教会有这样同样的一个见识的时候，我们才是成熟的教会啊。
When our church has this uniform understanding and in our living, our lives, then we are a mature church.
主耶稣必须是教会的首，教会的头。
Jesus must be the head of the church, and alone is Jesus the head of the church.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
给我们哥罗西书。
That you've given us this book of Colossians.
它真的是要让我们成长、成熟，成为主耶稣的样式。
And how your word, how the book of Colossians, the words are helping us to really to grow and to mature and to take on the life of Jesus Christ.
求你帮助我们弟兄姐妹，求你帮助我们慕道友，让我们看到这个坐在高高宝座上的主耶稣。
Each and every one of us, the friends amongst us, the seekers, our brethren, that you help our eyes behold upon this Jesus Christ who is enthroned.
是我们要效法的，是我们要遵从的，是我们要敬拜的。
And this Jesus Christ and Jesus alone is the only one in whom we should worship, we should seek. And we should fear. We pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.